The following is a podcast of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. Please support this podcast and the ministry of the choir by making a one-time or sustaining contribution. For further information, visit complinechoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. The dragon and his angels fought back, but they were defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven, proclaiming, "Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of his Messiah. For the accuser of our comrades has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. Rejoice then, you heavens, and those who dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you with great wrath, because he knows that his time is short."
Jesus, King of Lord, by angels, came with peace from realms on high. Jesus came for our redemption, Lord, he came on earth to die. Alleluia.
The Lord Almighty grant us a quiet night and a perfect end.
Amen.
Beloved in Christ, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist, steadfast in the faith. But thou, O Lord, have mercy. mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
The psalm proper to the Feast of St. Michael and All Angels is Psalm 103.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord.
Forget not all his.
Thou, O Lord, art in the midst of us, and we are called by thy name. Leave us not, O Lord our God.
Thanks be to God.
Unto us thy Son.
conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Blessed art thou, Lord God of our fathers,
to be praised and glorified above all forever.
Let us bless the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Let us praise him and magnify him forever.
Blessed art thou, O Lord, in the firmament of heaven.
To be praised and glorified above all forever.
The Almighty and Most Merciful Lord, guard us and give us his blessing.
Amen.
We confess
to God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed through our own greatest fault. Wherefore we pray God to have mercy upon us. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us all of our sins, and deliver us from all evil. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and bring us to life everlasting, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
May the Almighty and Merciful Lord grant unto us pardon and remission of all our sins, time for amendment of life, and the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Wilt thou not turn again and quicken us,
that thy people may rejoice in thee?
O Lord, show thy mercy upon us,
and grant us thy salvation.
Vouchsafe, O Lord, to keep us this night without sin.
O Lord, have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us.
O Lord, hear our prayer,
and let our cry come unto thee.
Let us pray. O everlasting God, who hast ordained and constituted with the ministries of angels and men in a wonderful order. Mercifully grant that as thy holy angels always serve and worship thee in heaven, so by thy appointment they may help and defend us on earth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
O God, who declarest thy almighty power chiefly in showing mercy and pity, mercifully grant unto us such a measure of thy grace that we, running to obtain thy promises, may be made partakers of thy heavenly treasure. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Upon us evermore, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The anthem for this evening is Tibi Christe, Splendor Patris, the office hymn for the feast of Saint Michael and all angels, with polyphonic verses by Palestrina. O Christ, splendor and power of the Father, and life of all hearts, we chant our prayers to you. From choir to choir, we give song to our voices. With praise, we venerate all the heavenly hosts, but above all, their victorious leader, Michael, who has crushed down the evil one. O Christ, most gentle King, be our guard and drive far away every evil of the enemy, so that pure of heart and body, we may merit your gift of wholeness, which you grant of your compassion alone. In song, let us resound the glory of the Father. Let us sing glory to Christ and to the Paraclete, the triune and one God, existing before the ages. Amen.
Tibi Christe, splendor patris.
Vita, 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 vita
Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, bless and preserve us.
Amen.
This has been a podcast of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. For further information, visit complinechoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.